Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Two Kansas men were arrested Thursday on federal charges. They broke U.S. export laws by selling aviation-related technology to Russia, according to the Justice Department. The men, 59-year-old Cyril Gregory Buinovsky of Lawrence, Kansas, and 55-year-old Douglas Edward Robertson of Olathe, Kansas, owned and operated CanRus Trading Company, which supplied electronics installed in aircrafts to Russian companies. And if you're a resident of Seward County and you've been affected by the recent severe weather, the Kansas Insurance Department is there to help.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt advised those affected to reach out to the department for assistance for any issue with an insurance claim. She also reminded residents that severe weather in Kansas often leads to storm damage and insurance claims. To get help, you can call or visit their website, insurance.kansas.gov. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas House passed legislation on Thursday to raise the legal age for tobacco products from 18 to 21. House Bill 2269, which applies to the sale, purchase, or possession of cigarette and tobacco products, would bring Kansas into compliance with federal law. The House granted initial approval after a brief debate, then declared an emergency in order to take immediate final action. The bill passed on a 68-53 vote, with an assortment of Republicans joining Democrats in support of the measure. The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. The Kansas Department of Revenue predicts the change would cost the state about $7.6 million in annual revenue from decreased sales. However, by raising the minimum age, the state would retain about $1.2 million in federal aid for the enforcement of cigarette and tobacco laws. Representative John Epley, a Republican and family physician from Atchison, said during floor debate that hundreds of millions of dollars are spent in health care to cover COPD, lung cancer, and other illnesses, and that some people start smoking between the ages of 18 and 21. Supporters of the legislation include the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, the Kansas Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Kansas Hospital Association, the Kansas National Education Association, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center. And the American Heart Association and Tobacco-Free Kansas Coalition raised concerns that the bill may not apply to synthetic nicotine and electronic cigarettes. Kansas lawmakers moved legislation forward to implement gun education programs in K-12 schools. The House Committee on Federal and State Affairs approved House Bill 2304 on Thursday. The legislation would direct the State Board of Education to establish curriculum guidelines and calls for the NRA's Eddie Eagle program to be used in grades K through 5. The four steps of the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe program, stop, don't touch, run away, and tell a grown-up, is taught to kids through a cartoon eagle and songs. And the program has been around since 1988. The NRA says millions of American kids have gone through the training. Middle schools would use the same or hunter education from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and high school curriculums would also be based on hunter education. The bill goes to the Senate, with 2 weeks ago sent a similar bill, SB 116, to the House. Governor Kelly announced more than $2 million in grant awards to improve how the state supports victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, and stalking. These grants are provided through the Federal Services Training Officers and Prosecutors Violence Against Women Act Formula Grant Program. The grant program supports efforts to respond to crimes against women by developing, training, or expanding units of law enforcement officers, prosecutors, judges, and court personnel, specifically targeting crimes against women. Funds from the Federal Sexual Assault Services Program assist programs in providing victims of sexual assault with crisis intervention and accompaniment and advocacy assistance through the medical and criminal justice processes. The funds also provide educational information to survivors of sexual assault. The funds are available through the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Connie Louise Castle, 65, of Grainfield, was injured in an accident just after 7:30 p.m. on Thursday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2013 Dodge Dart driven by Castle was westbound on Interstate 70 just west of Voda Road in the left lane. Castle lost control of the vehicle while completing a passing maneuver, and the car entered the north ditch and overturned. EMS transported Castle to the hospital in Waukini, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. This March, for Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer Joan Duvey, MD, encourages men and women to learn the symptoms and risk factors of colorectal cancer and to make an appointment for a colonoscopy. Dr. Duvey said she wants to encourage Kansans to ask their health care providers about getting screened for colon cancer and to learn about the symptoms of colorectal cancer and what they could be doing to live longer lives. In Kansas, colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death among males and females, and each year, 1,300 Kansans are diagnosed with colorectal cancer, with more than half of them being diagnosed in late stage. And in addition, more than 500 Kansans die from the disease annually. Risk factors linked to colorectal cancer include older age. Colorectal cancer can be diagnosed at any age, but many people are older than 50. However, the rates of colorectal cancer in people younger than 50 have been increasing, and doctors are not sure why. Inflammatory intestinal conditions, chronic inflammatory diseases of the colon, such as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, can increase your risk of cancer. And family history of colorectal cancer, you're more likely to develop colorectal cancer if you have a blood relative who's had the disease. Men and women at average risk of colorectal cancer should talk with their doctor or healthcare professional about screening starting at the age of 45, and Kansans who have several family members diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age should begin talks at age 40. This March, recognize National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month by learning about the disease, talking with your doctor, and making changes to your lifestyle, including making a regular appointment to get screened. The Norton County Community Foundation Board of Directors has named Lindsay Patterson as its new Director of Development and Operations. Lindsay is a Colby, Kansas native who relocated to Norton in 2017. She graduated from Kansas State University in 2007 with a degree in social sciences, and after graduation, she held various positions in business and ran her own daycare while raising her children. She started her own small business, Boho Studio, and teaches dance in Norton County. And Lindsay has dedicated her adult life to serving others in the small communities where she resides. She's currently active in the Norton Lions Club, a member of the Norton County Arts Council, High Plains Mental Health Board, and has started her own nonprofit, Feed My People. Previously, she has held positions on the Norton Chamber Board of Directors and with Moms for Kids. Chase Rice, the Norton County Community Foundation Board Chair, stated that with her past in sales and financial planning, Lindsay brings valuable experience in budgeting and working with individuals on their short and long-term financial goals. He said growing the community foundation's assets is a key focus of the staff and board of directors, and they believe Lindsay is the right person to lead the Norton County Community Foundation's efforts in that area. Lindsay says she's thrilled to be joining the Norton County Community Foundation, and she's really looking forward to helping donors fulfill their charitable goals and supporting the nonprofits that serve our county. She added that she was also excited to find new ways to share success stories and bring more people, whether it's volunteers or board members, into their mission through education and opportunities for engagement. Lindsay joins the existing team at the Norton County Community Foundation, which includes Director of Communications and Programs Bethany Shirk and Property Manager Alyssa Gibson. To learn more, you can visit nortoncf.org/staff, and community members are encouraged to stop by the office to meet Lindsay and hear about the exciting things happening at the Norton County Community Foundation. The office is located on the main floor of the Heaton Building in Suite 203. You can also connect with the Norton County Community Foundation at nortonccf.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Iron Insurance LLC of Norton, Kansas is stronger together and offering to insure what matters to you. Full service insurance with friendly hometown faces. Whether you're looking for agriculture, homeowners, or auto insurance, they can help you. Stop in at 117 North Kansas or call 785-877-4016. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Iron Insurance LLC of Norton. Stronger together and offering to insure what matters to you.
Fit to Go in Norton fits your life. The Fit to Go exercise facility has all the time in the world for you to come in and get healthy. They have keyless entry so you can exercise at Fit to Go at any time of the day. And Fit to Go has memberships for yourself or your entire family. You can call Fit to Go at 877-4306 or see them at 411 East Home in Norton. At Fit to Go, they fit into your life so you can be healthy.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Industry leaders say fertilizer prices are easing, but farmers are facing volatility on other fronts, both regulatory and financial. The good news is some relief on fertilizer cost. Here's Fertilizer Institute head Corey Rosenbusch.
Fertilizer prices have come down. Farmers have definitely taken a wait-and-see approach as we approach the spring planting season. European nitrogen plants have restarted. China has slowly begun exporting product. Russia trade flows have shifted and actually had a record year of exports last year.
While fertilizer demand on high planted acres and low stocks will remain strong, on the flip side are interest rates. The exchange between Iowa Republican Representative Randy Feenstra and American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval.
Interest rates are crushing, and our young farmers, whoever they might be, are going to feel the brunt of that worse than they've ever seen before if it continues to rise.
I agree 100%, and there's no end in sight right now. And the feds have said this, that they don't know where this rate increases are going to end.
And then there's regulation, including the new EPA Administrative Waters of the U.S. rule, or WOTUS rule.
Our farmers feel like a ping pong ball going back and forth from one side of the table to the other, not being able to make long-term decisions based on what evidence we have. This new rule that came out in December, it took it from a rule that was clear that we could understand to making it just muddy as muddy water.
And you add to all that a huge looming budget fight over soaring debt, deficits, and interest rates. And farmers and farm bill writers could be facing a perfect storm throughout their discussions on say the Farm Bill in 2023. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Sunny skies for much of our state as low pressure heads off to the north and east. We will have a little lingering cloud cover hanging around eastern Kansas for the afternoon with eventual clearing by later on. Low rain chances through the upcoming weekend as high pressure takes over the weather pattern. Temperatures will be near average today and again on Saturday, but high pressure will work its way into the central Rockies on Sunday, and a low pressure lee trough will develop to our west. That means it'll be a lot warmer, going way above average, with 60s and 70s for most of Kansas to round out the weekend. On the map, heading into the afternoon, strong low pressure is now over Arkansas. We have a weak high pressure ridge building into the central plains. Other than that, a minor cold front is off to our northwest, and that'll sweep through the state later on today and tonight. That'll keep temperatures fairly cool through Saturday. Severe weather likely today for much of the Midwest and into Kentucky and Tennessee with that powerful low-pressure system rolling through. For us, it'll be fair for the rest of today. We may get a few light rain or snow showers in the northwestern counties this evening and overnight as that cold front moves across our state. For Saturday, high pressure will move in from the central Rockies following the cold front, not an Arctic system, so temperatures will stay relatively mild and it should be a mostly sunny day, highs in the 40s and 50s. Fair again on Sunday. It might be a little bit more breezy, but it will be a lot warmer. Our highs in the 60s and 70s statewide. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-50s with mid to upper 20s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 50s north-central and tonight low to mid-30s. Mid-50s northeast and low to mid-30s for the overnight. Mid to upper 50s southwest and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Upper 50s south-central and low to mid-30s for the overnight hours. Mid-50s southeast and tonight we're in the mid-30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It's coming. More innovation, more flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Yeah! Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. we have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes. No trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
We'll be right back.
seven.